So I'm Alex Beecham. I'm with Food and Water Watch. Really excited to have such a big crowd. And I think this session, we're incredibly stoked about what could happen, right? The Republicans have control of nothing in Albany anymore. There are no more excuses. We need real action on climate change, not vague promises, not false solutions, not the governor uttering the words Green New Deal with no details or nothing behind it. We need strong leadership from Albany this year, and we're going to get it the same way we banned fracking, the same way we stopped the Constitution Pipeline and a bunch of other projects, by people like you coming to Albany over and over again and making them do it. We can stop new fossil fuel projects. We can get New York to 100% renewable energy by 2030, but it's going to take the grassroots getting us there to do it. So really, really excited about this session. And today, we're here to tell Governor Cuomo we need a real Green New Deal. That means no new fracked gas projects, none at all across the state. And it means 100% renewable energy by 2030. So with that, and just to kind of give folks a lay of the land if you haven't been here, so the speech is right in there. Speakers, I'm really honored to have Sandra Steingraber here today. Sandra is the co-founder. Yeah. Woo! Sandra's the co-founder of New Yorkers Against Fracking and now working on the fight to stop the Cayuga fracked gas plant on the shores of Cayuga Lake. I'll turn it over to Sandra.
You know me as a biologist and as a co-founder of New Yorkers Against Fracking and Concerned Health Professionals of New York, but I'm here today wearing my other hat as a citizen member of a new campaign, No Fracked Gas Cayuga. We are seeking to decommission the dangerous, obsolete coal-burning power plant on the shores of Cayuga Lake and replace it with solar power and battery storage, rather than blindly following the current plan, which is to swap out the coal for fracked gas, which would be trucked in from Pennsylvania, and it would just keep on burning fossil fuels. As such, No Fracked Gas Cayuga is but one star today in a whole galaxy of us, this kind of meteoric climate movement here in New York that's blazing brightly and loud for the governor to hear and not ignore. All together, from the shores of the Finger Lakes to the shores of Long Island, we are saying that Governor Cuomo's promise for a Green New Deal for the Empire State must begin with a halt on new and proposed fossil fuel infrastructure. As Hurricane Sandy showed us, the state of our state is a function of the state of our climate, and the state of our climate is a state of emergency. In today's news, we learn that the Antarctic ice sheet is melting much more rapidly than we thought, leading to much more rapid sea level rise. And in October, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change showed us that if we want to solve that problem, we cannot just deal with carbon dioxide, but we must rapidly reduce methane as well, which means no more fracking and no more fracking infrastructure projects. And we're asking New York to lead the way. Governor Cuomo can be the climate leader that we need, but to do so, he needs to oppose the other wall, the wall of climate denial, the wall of climate delay, the wall of climate half measures. Governor Cuomo, your legacy rests on dismantling that wall. Governor Cuomo, we don't want an empty, vague promise. We want 100% renewable energy by 2030, in accordance with the science and the IPCC. We want no more fossil fuel projects, and we want a just transition for our workers. That's what dismantling the wall of climate denial means. Thank you.
Mayor, who's also on the board of Clearwater.
Listen, it's a real honor to be here at this particular state of the state. We have sent one of the most radical delegations of new Congress folks who are already changing the debate, and they are carrying forward a message that is really old as the state of New York. We talk about a Green New Deal. Well, the New Deal, the jobs in the New Deal, was what built our Civilian Conservation Corps, and that's what built the infrastructure of our national parks. So we know about making work, putting America to work, investing in America, and creating legacy and assets. Now, fast forward that 70 years later, We need a new Green New Deal that will save the planet. And saving the planet requires us to go 100% renewable now. It requires us to go and take a stand against all carbon. Frack gas is not cleaner, it's dirtier, and making New York State the gas highway, the gas pipeline corridor is a mistake. That is not trying to save the planet, that is destroying the planet. We need to take Sister Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's message to our state assembly, our state legislator, to make sure that they put forward the progressive legislation that A, ends our dependency upon carbon, B, puts New Yorkers together and building that green infrastructure, and C, and this is very, very important, end our dependence upon nuclear. Nuclear is not a clean energy. They like to do the flim-flam of saying, well, it's not emitting, as they say, particulates, and it's not emitting carbon. When we talk about clean energy and sustainable energy, it is from cradle to grave, from the fuel that goes in to the waste that comes out. And nuclear is not a clean energy, it's not a clean fuel, and more importantly, it is one of the most hazardous and deadliest substances known to human and all species kind. We want green jobs. When do we want them? Now. What do we want? Green jobs. When do we want them? Now.
Great honor to introduce Mark Dunley. I'm going to take his mic in a second with the Green Education and Legal Fund. So I'll turn it over to you, Mark.
So the IPCC says we got 12 years left.
11 now.
To save life on this planet. Is New York State moving fast enough?
No.
Do we need Governor Cuomo to say no to all fossil fuel infrastructure?
Yes.
Do we need the governor and the state legislature to say now is the time to invest in solar?
Yes.
In wind?
Yes.
In geothermal?
Yes.
In conservation?
Yes.
Now, one thing the governor wants to do is he wants to put more gas turbines about a mile from here in a low-income neighborhood in order to power this building. Is that a good idea? No. We should stop that and move to geothermal and to solar and wind. Now, it was kind of nice to hear the governor say that he wants a Green New Deal. But I don't think he yet wants a Green New Deal like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Howie Hawkins yet. So we need to give him a little push on that. We want 100% clean energy now, 100% by 2030 for all energy, no nukes, no fossil fuels, no biomass. But we also need a just transition and an economic bill of rights.
Two more speakers, and then, as Mark said, I think Assemblymember Colton will come by. But I'm now excited to introduce Todd Fernandez. Todd has been leading Climate Mondays, and he's here today repping 350 NYC. I'll turn it over to Todd.
If there were a meteorite heading to the planet, all eyes would be focusing on the clock. How much time do we have to save humanity from destruction? Why are we not looking at the carbon clock? The pollution that we are pumping into the air right now, our pollution, is going to lock in a course of global warming that is going to destroy life on Earth as we know it. We have 12 years worth of more of our pollution on our watch. And we need to set that emergency timeline in the front of every media report, of every politician in America. And we need to watch every day as if it was one of our last.
Chick Saint Energy.
Women speaking, right? We need more women speaking. We have the solutions. Repeat. We have the solutions. We have the solutions.
We have the solutions.
Why they're not being implemented is because of the corporate utilities and because Governor Cuomo wants to serve the banks before the people. We need true energy democracy. We know we don't need more fracked gas power plants. We know we don't need more pipelines. We can use geothermal. We can use air source heat pumps. We have the solutions. We can make all of our buildings energy retrofitted. We have the solutions. We have to organize ourselves in a way where the only way to move the people in that room is to threaten their power.